can transition. Yeah, I'm trying to see. Though upon his fix, he had to run. In the riders run, made its way through the tracks of a snail slouch and whisper. Half mask came through and then the gold blisters. Back to Willow, radar have gathered.
Sorry about that, everybody. Decided to stop the song in the middle and turn my mic on and started an amazing feedback loop. So, it's Thursday night, and this is the Jick Show with special guest Xenophobe.
How's it going, everybody?
Say goodnight, Xenophobe.
Good night, Xenophobe.
We finally, scientists finally developed a long enough microphone cable to hook Xenophobe's desk into my desk, and so now our desks are... They've got this sort of networked intelligence thing going on, and they're eventually going to obviously.
And in case you're wondering, I form the head.
No, of course. And it's gonna what do you call that thing that the Borg do? Assimilate. It's gonna assimilate Riff's desk, and then Zlania's desk, and then it's gonna just the house is gonna stand up on a pair of robotic.
Lion
legs like Baba Yaga's office, and stomp through the world, just crushing and programming everything that it sees.
No DPR, we're safe.
Didn't make any system announcements because we took a little office trip to IKEA and I bought balls and then I went home and ate them and I took a little bit too long and so got here just in time for the handoff. but yeah. Looks like most of the things that have come in to Radio Bugbear from a couple days ago, or like half of them are from the last couple days. What have we been working on lately, CFO?
Oh, we got that clan stash thing done.
Yeah?
And we did Clan Whitelists and some other stuff that I did that I can't remember.
Yeah, we got in testing on Dev right now is the sending stuff in gift packages from Hanks, which will make a lot of people happy, including a lot of DJs, I expect, because they can finally ascend with their main, so they can give away crap for what's-its and contests and that kind of thing. All the kind of stuff that we would do if we were good DJs, but we're very much not good DJs. What else? I think I posted a little teaser in some thread in the forums about the leaflet. Riff went to town on the leaflet and made it about three times the size it used to be, and Xenophobe wrote an actual parser for it. And
it's pretty hot.
That's made through the first round of testing, and we're just waiting. Now there's a bunch of little fixes that have to be made to it, but that'll get rolled out pretty soon. It was supposed to be part of the guild quest content, because there are certain things that we're moving to the guild from the council, and the leaflet was one of them, just to kind of create a little bit more personality in there. But I think we're going to go ahead and roll it out early, because I don't want to have to wait for the rest of that. And there's some neat stuff, some neat puzzles. Riff is one clever son of a bitch, is what Riff is.
Riff says why, thank you.
Let's see. I don't know, is rollover over? It looks like I'm starting to get login notifications. So, I gotta warn the people on Dev about something.
Would you like me to read a question?
Sure. If you want to jump into the questions, go for it.
Sure. Bad Feet says, regarding accessories, would it be possible to replace the equip link with a 1, 2, 3 link? This item would replace whatever it was in the slot that you clicked. I don't know.
That's been suggested before, and I feel like it would be just a little bit too confusing to the new kids.
At one point we were discussing that
if
you clicked
an
equip accessory, you already had three, it would scroll down the top two.
Yeah, that it would roll the Riff's talking about the thing we were talking about last time, where if you had three on and you equipped one, it would unequip the third one, roll the first and second ones down into the second and third positions, and equip the first one. And I just I don't know. You know, it's one of those things, whether that's more confusing than the current way is annoying.
Yeah.
You know, we could always let people play with it and see. Sizzler says, ooh, and this is a secret, but, I guess I might as well answer the question, because this is really the way it works. Does the last five adventure queue get flushed during rollover, or is it retained after rollover? What he's talking about is the situation where now you are unlikely to get the same adventure or the same monster if you've encountered it in the last five. Although I thought it was just three.
Yeah, I think it's just three.
It is just three. But yeah, that gets that does not get retained after rollover. So there are, you know, we talked about this, and we talked about how if people knew that, or people figured it out, which I'm sure a lot of people already have, that they could use it to slightly tweak the odds of getting certain adventures in certain places. But the thing is, the way that I talked about this, the reason that I did that was because I just feel like it's more satisfying from a user experience perspective to not get the same thing twice in a row. Like, first of all, you will sometimes become unsure that something has actually happened if you get the same adventure twice in a row, because you're waiting for it to load and then it's just still sitting there with the same old one. But, you know, we didn't really think about the way that was going to dick around with the odds of getting certain things when we implemented it, and we're not likely to consider what that does to the odds when we think about how likely or how unlikely things are supposed to be in the future. So, like, the worst case scenario, somebody who was really dedicated to it could tweak the odds to be exactly where they used to be, and there was nothing wrong with them the way they used to be. So that's pretty much fine. There are certain things that it makes faster, and there are certain things that it makes slower, just because of the way that it works.
And either way, it's as abusable as this is, it's a pain in the ass to even abuse it. So
it is.
I mean, it's even if you know the trick, it's going to be just a gigantic pain in the arse to deal with, so I wouldn't recommend it.
Yeah. Although you could always bot it. That would be easy.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you're running a bot, you don't really care about other people. When you're running a bot, you know, you're just like, oh, whatever. I'll bang on the server as hard as I want to. I do what I want.
And that makes Xenophobe angry, and Xenophobe goes in and changes all the form values.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, that's... Xenophobe kind of leaked in the thread about, what was it, the changes to the clan stash. We do have a tendency when we modify user interface stuff to, let's say, accidentally break bots. just because it's important. I mean, that's a choice that I made a long time ago, because the thing is, like, the Hermit. When I made it so you could take multiple items at once from the Hermit, I knew that there were a bunch of scripts out there that were making it easier to do that by just repeatedly taking one item out at a time, and I didn't want them to keep doing that. Like, I want those scripts to have to be updated to use the new, more efficient ways of doing things. And so, you know, instead of loading the page 11 times using your old script that dumped things into the clan stash one at a time, you got to rewrite that bot to fill it out, because the old form submission won't work anymore.
And I just generally don't, whenever I'm rewriting an interface, I usually delete Zach's old interface.
Yeah.
And then whoever that Zach guy is, I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know who
he just wrote a whole bunch of crap for the game sometimes. But yeah, I tend to just delete that code and rewrite it from the ground up, because it's messy and weird looking.
Yeah, so most of the stuff that he's working on and that I'm having him rewrite is stuff that, you know, it's really not that I'm a bad programmer, and it's really not that I'm a sloppy programmer. It's that none of these scripts now do anything like what they originally did. It's like there were just so many incremental changes to every little bit of the code base that, like, things are just kind of messy. And, like, if I had it to do over again, doing all the things that it does now, I would totally rewrite it too. I just want to defend my code a little bit, you know.
Well, that, and I don't like Jick's indention scheme, so.
Yeah. You like your code to be 400 pages tall when it doesn't need to be, and I like to keep it on
I have a big monitor.
Human readable, yeah. Mini Johnny says, did you guys invent the iClub Seals thing? Because my friend is positive that you guys didn't. I'm almost sure that I saw it before, somewhere before I put that bumper sticker out there, but I looked for it before I actually put those up for sale, because I didn't want to, like, get in trouble, and I couldn't find anything with that on it. But I just, you know, it was like I, and then a picture of the spade, my dog. I've seen bumper stickers like that, and that's kind of funny, because, you know, I did spay your dog.
Unless it was a male dog, in which case that'd be kind of weird.
Oh, Kartok says, no fair. I was listening to Monday's show from Coldfront, and at the end you say we can make fun of you for having this song and never said what it was, and the recording ended. Inquiring minds want to know, what is the gayest song on your computer? That would be Air Supply, Making Love Out of Nothing at All.
I don't know, or MC Frontalot's I Heart Fags is pretty gay.
Well, but I mean, it's about being gay, but it's,
yeah.
I don't know, I gotta say that Air Supply is gayer than anything.
Yeah, in front of I would have to agree.
Let's see. Moonshay says, FYI, there doesn't need to be a hyphen between mostly and burned at Hanks. Hyphens are used to link adjectives to adjectives, whereas mostly is an adverb. Okay.
That may have been my fault, where I had written it into the item restoration script.
No, I mean, it was actually on the on the image, yeah. I think.
I tend to overuse hyphens, so.
Yeah, and I tend to overuse commas. So between us, this is going to be a huge hyphen and comma fest.
Yeah.
Let's see. Kartok says, the alphabet giant is drawn holding a G and an N. Is there a reference there that I'm missing? Because he drops a G and a D, and the fight text refers to a silent E. N is never mentioned. No, that's just kind of an accident.
I would say that the D is in his pants.
The V is in his pants?
No, the D.
The D.
As in dog.
I see. The D is in his pants. So when he's like, talk to the D, and points to his pants, that's what he's talking about? Is
yeah.
Yeah.
And the silent E would just be off frame or frame.
Yeah, the silent E was written in later by Mr. Skullhead when he rewrote all the combat text, so, you know, different. Lusty Pirate Wench says, can you please make it so when the strange leaflet is totally used, it disappears like the hobo map? No, because we reserve the right to add content to the strange leaflet at any time, such as sometime soon. Whereas now there's that accomplishment that says you've done everything there is to do in the strange leaflet, I think that I'm going to drop that because we want to put in some secret-y kind of stuff in there. And, you know, we don't want you to necessarily know when you're out of things to try.
The great thing about the leaflet is it can be about a million times meaner than the rest of the game because it's a text-based game.
Yeah.
There's a lot of places in the new leaflet that will screw you up if you aren't being careful. So let that be a lesson to all of you.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Bunny Up Andler says, I love that you showed me Super Mega Comics. Well, technically Fusilliban did, but you said it originally. Thanks again. Yeah, Super Mega's awesome.
I don't get it.
Xenophobe doesn't like anything except anime, though. Yeah. If it doesn't have just a bunch of Japanese people with giant blue eyes having sex, he doesn't care. Not their eyes. Their eyes aren't having sex.
Not usually,
anyway. People are having sex with their eyes. No. The Japanese people with big blue eyes are having sex.
Also a dildo.
The Telp says, hey, Jake, how did you learn Perl, PHP, and all the other awesome stuff you know? Self-taught, mysterious sage, pamphlet from a crazy beggar? Do tell. I don't really know Perl. Xenophobe's a Perl guy.
Yeah.
I know enough Perl to occasionally write a Perl script based on all of the other Perl scripts that I wrote before and then forgot everything about. I have a binder with everything I've ever written in Perl so that when I think, well, I know how to do this because I've done it before, I just don't remember how to do it right now, and I look through my old binder. But that hardly ever happens. There's very little Perl behind KOL. There's the script that we use to build the PHP scripts out of the include files and then to push them out to the other servers are Perl, but that's pretty much it. I think Xeno occasionally will write a little utility in Perl to do something, but I don't think I've ever set anything up in Perl that actually connects to the game database.
No.
So there's not much we can, you know, there's not.
Whereas Perl is something that I definitely know, love, and cherish, and prefer to program in, but, you know, PHP pays the bill, so I write PHP for this job.
You learned it in, PHP I feel is similar enough to Perl. Like, almost all PHP code I feel like with very little editing could execute in Perl.
No.
Maybe not. I don't know. A lot of the structures
there's
are
there's no switch statement in Perl.
Oh, well, that's because Perl is,
doesn't need it.
Perl is tagay.
Tagay, eh?
Yeah. Nice. Bunny of Andler says, when you post something in the clan message boards, the time it says is always -100 GMT, even if you don't have it set that way. Yeah, because when I did that time zone thing, the only thing I put it into was K-mail, and so the only other things it's in are the things that Xenophobe has written since then and included it on. So
that'll get overhauled in due time.
The we're thinking about turning the clan message board into an actual sort of rudimentary forum structure. Because that'd be pretty easy, and I think it'd be pretty handy for clans to be able to have, you know, threaded conversations in there. And
I have some pretty good ideas for that.
I'm sure you do. Toxic Popsicle says, use multiple unscrolls of pasta summoning, please. All right, I'll put it on my to-do list. Scroll of PS. And I'm never going to remember what that means.
Scroll of pizza tomorrow. Summoning.
Scroll of pencil sharpening.
Sacapuntas.
Scroll of sacapuntas.
Si.
Pacasuntas.
No.
Oh, let's see. Cobalt Dawn says, on the page to attack another clan, how is it decided what order the clans with the same number of goodies are listed in? Probably randomized QL order.
Is there really a way to make that better?
Yeah, I don't know what you would prefer to have it ordered
by. You could order by clan ID or name.
Yeah, it's probably just accidentally ordered by clan ID. That's the way that they got put into the table.
Yar.
Oh, boy. I wonder if we're getting any questions. I wasn't around to do my system announcement, and so although we haven't actually made it up to today's questions yet, so I'm sure there are people listening who are going to be asking us stuff. And we can always fall back on 8-minute songs. Mm-hmm. Or I could play Alice's Restaurant. Veer says, Jick, is your love of wieners so powerful as to create a vacuum like Aubrey Ann's vagina or the bub's ass? No. My love of Wienors is, in fact, entirely a fabrication of Darian Lahr, who edits all my posts to say that I love Wienors. And, yeah, it's very funny. We're all very impressed with how clever you are.
I would say that he's gone from suck to blow, personally. You know, I'm just saying.
Let's see. Smidge says, could you explain a bit about critical hits? Recently on the radio, you said Eye of the Stoat gives, or is supposed to give, a plus 0.5x critical hit chance, but in the forum several months ago, you said, wait, you know what? I just looked at the code and I was totally wrong. It gives you an extra plus 1x on top of what you're getting from equipment. So which is it? Also, could you say what base critical hit chance is, and whether that base changes when you've got something that stops or reduces fumbles? Sure. Okay. So, first of all, base critical hit chance is 1 in 11. That doesn't change when you've got something that stops or reduces fumbles. I think the fumble chance is 1 in 22, because it used to be the same as critical, but it was happening way too often, and so I just made it so whenever you attack, you roll an 11-sided die and subtract...
No, it's an 11-sided die.
How does it work? You roll an 11-sided die and subtract 6. So you get a number from negative 5 to 5, 0 inclusive. And I think that gets added to your base chance to hit, which is your power versus the monster's defense with like a random 10 around it.
No, that's whenever the monster's hitting you. Whenever you're hitting a monster, it's a plus or minus 5 basically against your stat to hit and the monster's defense.
Are you sure?
Yeah, totally.
That range around it? Huh.
The negative 5 to 5 that you were talking about, the 11-sided die, is that chance.
Okay. Well, anyway, the lowest roll on that is a fumble half the time. The highest roll on that is a critical hit. But here's the deal. So, basically, you get a chance to roll. You roll from negative 5 to 5. The game sets a critical threshold, which... By nature is at 5. Anything you get that increases your chance of critical hit, like if your critical hit is 2x, then that threshold is 4 instead of 5. If your critical hit is 3x, that threshold is 3 instead of 5. So rolling 3 or higher gives you a critical hit. What Eye of the Stoat does is, since we can't add a non-integer chance to that because the roll is an integer, Eye of the Stoat, half of the time, reduces the threshold from 5 to 4. So it effectively gives you plus 0.5x, but it's not exactly giving you plus 0.5x. It's just half the time you have an extra plus 1x. So overall, you end up with 50% more criticals than base. sorry about all the throat clearing. I have an army of frogs that have been rained into my throat.
They croak at night. It's really creepy. They're
corralled into my throat by some cowboys. Or I guess they'd be frog boys. Yeah, so anyway, Smidge, I hope that answers your questions about critical hit. And when I was reading and I said I totally forgot to code Eye of the Stoat, I was wrong. I found it. I was looking in the wrong place.
Well, Alex says, someone please tell me this show is being recorded. I know a half a dozen people who will orgasm over this combat to hit information.
Over this what?
Combat to hit information.
Oh, yeah.
I guess I should have thought before I said that.
You know, it's
not that big of a deal, though.
Yeah, I mean, and plus, it's all going to change sometime relatively soon, anyway.
Yeah. We keep saying, anyways.
Yeah. although, I'm not... I was completely wrong about the way that works.
I've been playing on dev long enough to watch.
No, you're right. It totally is. To hit is. Oh no, wait. That's the monster's roll that I'm looking at.
Yeah, the monster is minus 10 to 10.
Is it?
Yeah. Which also will probably elicit great pleasure out of those sorts of spady people, like the people who've been making those never get your list.
Oh, of course. I'm looking at the Mach's maneuver chances, which why this didn't look right to me.
Mach's maneuver.
Yeah. Huh. I'll be damned.
I know more about the game than you.
Yeah, well, you actually play it. I
don't. Not anymore.
Yeah. Okay. Well, now that that's been completely spoiled, everyone knows. Zaku says, if the same monster is in the last five adventures queue, does the adventure code try to reroll for every time the monster appears? Yeah, basically the way that works is that if the system tries to give you an adventure or a monster that you've seen in the last three, which I don't know how this kept becoming five, but then there's a 50-50 chance of it just giving up and trying again. Because the thing is, we didn't want to. It can't be 100 because there are some zones that only have one monster. So it's not an infinite loop so much as it's a series of coin flips that the code can't proceed until it flips heads or tails, depending on how you want to look at it. But yeah. Pastorama says, can receiving buffs when offline result in a K-mail like PvP? It'd be nice to know where they came from. I mean, the event notifications, maybe...
I don't know if the ones you get from buffs appear whenever you log in, or not.
No, they do. I mean, they're the same as every other event notification. It's just that I think I purge all those at rollover.
That might be true. It might be worth writing a bit in the daily script to just sort of push those into a K-mail. That might be a little bit intensive, though.
Yeah, I mean, I think it would be easier to just leave them there.
Oh, yeah, that would also be true.
Maybe delete the ones that are like a week old.
Yeah,
but because that was the thing is that event notification thing would just grew to gigantic proportions because people, you know, their account they hadn't logged in for 3 months, and so all of their event notifications just piled up. But yeah, I could probably event purge. I'll look at that and see. Because that way, you'll get the orange notification in the top of the main menu when you go in. Let's see. What's the questions?
Vlad TP says, can you make it so that the wheel in the castle tells you what position you last left in? It does, actually. I think Jake redrew the images such that, although, albeit somewhat cryptically, we'll tell you which position you left the wheel in. Isn't that right, Jake?
I believe so, yeah. I mean, but also, I think it did tell you.
Oh, yeah, that's right, it does.
It tells
it
you
totally
in the text
does.
When you get there what it's on. So, if there's some more information you'd like it to give, then ask a little more specifically.
Yeah, or don't, because I think that's all that we can give you without just, like, giving you useless numbers.
Jay Herskow says, how about when searching for items in the mall, you can use the underscore? For example, to find a box, you can type box underscore and not have to search for 200 stores with bloody boxers. Well, just put quotes around it, and it already does that.
Woo!
That's an undocumented feature.
Maybe it should be a documented feature.
Maybe it should be a documented feature.
I could put one of those lovely little question marks next to it.
Yeah, that might not be a bad idea. There could just be like a search tips kind of thing. And one of the tips would be type the name of something to search for it. Because in order for it to be tips, there'd have to be more than one.
Yeah.
And right now, all I can think of is the one tip about the, you know...
And below it could say, always tuck your shower curtain into the tub before you take a shower.
No.
Because that's another tip.
It's not really a search tip.
Well, it's a keeping your floor from being wet tip.
Search/other tips?
Yes.
Fineldar says, for the clan whitelist thing, a feature that allows anyone who applies to the clan to be accepted would be useful to the guild to allow anyone. I don't know about that.
That sounds like a supremely bad idea with or without the clan whitelist thing. Just like, unless you just don't keep anything of value in your clan stash,
I think, like, the 1,000-person clans or whatever, I mean, the clans who are just like, I'm going to have the biggest clan ever, and that will make us popular.
And by popular,
like
I mean drain on the database.
I don't know, it's not that bad.
No,
it's not
I'm
really that big of a deal
being
anymore.
A jerk.
There used to be some problems with it, but there really aren't anymore. Peach Nut Screech says, this may be obvious, but do the hardcore Turtle Tamer helmet rewards have essence of turtle melted into them to assist with the headbutt skill? Yeah, they get special bonuses. Basically, any Turtle Tamer-specific helmet gives a significant headbutt bonus. Its significance depending on its, you know...
Your significance?
Yeah. How hard it is to get, or whatever. Alda says, Are the abilities of a dual ability familiar counted as a single attribute or two? For example, if you equip a coffee pixie with a maypole, does it add to its gravy fairy ability, or is the 10 pounds of fairy in addition to a singular coffee pixie attribute, which just combines the fairy and volleyball? Well, it doesn't. They're the same, because it's...
Basically, the way that works is if you... whenever you equip your coffee pixie with the miniature espresso maker, it will add 5 pounds of both... gravy fairy and leprechaun, which I think is what he meant instead of volleyball. But if you equip a maypole, it adds 10 pounds of gravy fairy, but no pounds of leprechaun. So basically, you have to sort of make a trade-off. Do you want the atom drop more, or do you want to have both of them go up a little bit?
Well, except I don't think that's actually what he's asking. I think he's asking if... I think he's asking if the... if the fairy aspect of the coffee pixie is different than the fairy aspect of the fairy.
Oh, in which case, no.
It's not, yeah. I mean, it basically just reuses the fairy code and gives a different message.
Vicky says, what are your thoughts on a Mr. Store reusable familiar item that would allow you to take a second familiar with you through Ascension? I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't either. That mechanic is one of the few sort of limiting factors in speedruns that no one has ever complained about.
Yeah.
And so I don't want to make it so they'll complain.
Yeah, that would just be giving way too much preference to people who donate or are obscenely rich in-game, too, so... And despite what you may think, we do try to limit those.
Mathman says, in the picture of the Hell Ion, there is one electron in lower energy level when there should be two. Well, there's one because when there were two, I got a whole bunch of corrections from chemistry students. I don't know. I don't know who's right. I don't care about chemistry.
Me either.
I don't know much about a science book, and I don't know much about the French I took either.
I've got 99 problems, but chemistry ain't one.
Agent Lex says, how come the multi-add to clan stash function doesn't give the 11 is enough message like the other multi-item things, but gives its own message? It's all alone and left out.
It's just different.
Because
I mean, you have problems with things being different.
Xenophobe doesn't like me.
Yeah, that too.
Left asking for use for Gru eggs after Ascension, and yeah, we're working on that. We're thinking about it. Black Archon, can names on the detailed roster be clickable? Yeah, we'll be dealing with that kind of thing as we work on the clan stuff, which we're starting. You know.
We're fixing the set me loose on the clan stuff, like something that gets set loose on something else, which I can't think of.
Yeah.
There will be pagination and formation and linkification and repermissionization and all sorts of other Asian nation things.
Xenophobe is channeling Don King.
Yes. My hair is growing as we speak.
Crystalina says, does the new leaflet's parser support common abbreviations like Z for wait, G for again, X for examine, and the like? Yes, it does, although I don't know that G has been... I don't know that G or again have been implemented.
No, neither of those. I think G is actually go, which would probably be changed to...
That's weird. And wait will never do anything?
It's in there.
Is Z?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Although, now they won't find that Easter egg. Or they won't feel special when they find it.
Yeah.
Damn you for asking a good question.
Yeah, Riff's a big-time text adventure dude.
Yeah. He's also evil.
Yeah, he is pretty evil. There's some cool stuff in there. FryGuy9 says, why is it that the rollover time creeps up a very tiny bit every rollover? It seems to get later and later over time. Because our servers are the suck.
Yeah, they drift like a mofo, as the kids would say. Hopefully the new servers will either have NTP installed upon them, or they won't drift so damn much.
The dev server, which is where that cron script is running, it leaks time the way the company truck is leaking power steering fluid.
It ends up in little puddles on the data center floor.
Of time in our driveway.
That's where we got all the petrified time, by the way, is from under the dev server.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't want to tell them that, because then they'll try and break into the data center and get more.
Well, for as long as we're going to beef with them, you know, go ahead.
That's true. Killer Zombie Monkey say, Hey, Zick.
Yeah.
And Jack. If there's profanity in a clan announcement, why does the filter replace the entire message with profanity instead of replacing just the expletive like it does in KML? The clan message stuff is kind of the redheaded stepchild that I always forget to update with stuff. Clan.
Is there really much point to that? I'll eventually go through and do it.
Yeah, I don't know. It'll be trivial to do. I mean, there's all I did was I made a function called profanify, which just replaces all of those words with every word on the filter with random characters, and it's trivial to go in and do it. Nick Repkire says, you should probably be able to mix a cherry and a Coke, shouldn't you? No, cherries are not for eating.
You can eat them, they're just not very good food.
No, they're not for eating. Damn it.
You don't like cherry pie?
Anybody who's eaten a cherry in this game, it's still in your stomach. Like Lenin. When Lenin was like 400 years old, they cut open his colon and there was still a maraschino cherry in there.
Whole?
That's what they're like. I don't know why he swallowed a whole maraschino cherry. Maybe somebody shoved it up his ass after he died.
Lord Seedling says, I'd like to suggest a suggestion to your suggestion box, which is full of suggestions about suggestions, about suggesting a change to equipping familiars. When I try to equip false eyelashes, my current familiar is a Kokobo, I get the message, this item can only be equipped specific familiar, clockwork grapefruit. Since I have a clockwork grapefruit in the terrarium, would it not be a trivial matter to put the false eyelashes on the terrarium grapefruit? Theoretically, yeah, but don't be so lazy.
Well, I mean, it's what if the grapefruit was already wearing some other equipment? Would you want to replace it? I mean, and I don't know. Because that's just sort of, since it's not clear from the link that that's what it would be doing, I think having it do that is like just probably not a good idea.
Yeah, Nick is better at glossing over things like that by being nice than I am. So maybe I should just let him
tell that. Yeah, that's why I'm the PR guy.
Yeah, and I'm the dirty hovel programmer who just sits in the back going, mutter, 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 I hate people, mutter, mutter,
mutter. We keep him in kind of a cave.
Yeah.
He's like the office Gru.
Yeah.
XYM says, hey guys, have things begun to return to a sense of normalcy around the office? Yeah, pretty much. You know, we're still doing all this item restoration stuff, and by we, I mean mostly Zlaenia. Because she's spending pretty much all of her time on that, which really sucks for her. The rest of us have sort of started splitting between that and doing regular work, because we figure, you know, we make everybody happy by adding a clan whitelist. We only make one person happy by restoring one guy's items. But,
Count D says, hey, can you add a search players link in the trade screen? I don't really think that's especially necessary, because if you click on someone's profile in chat, there's a link at the bottom that says propose a trade with that person.
Yeah, I mean, you're ostensibly going to know who you're trying to trade with. I guess if you don't know how to spell it or whatever, but I mean, chances are their name is going to be up in your chat window if you've talked about the trade anyway.
Yeah, and again, it's also, you can click on their name and get a link for that. One of these days, I need to add my right click scriptlet to the official chat.
Yeah, that's true.
The moderators love the hell out of it, and it's basically what it does is it sort of superimposes a little custom right click menu on there, which has various neat features such as message and proposed trade and ban for the moderators anyway. I mean, you could try to ban them if you weren't a moderator, but it wouldn't do anything. But yeah, Shadow's Light keeps bugging me about a tab chat interface that I kept promising them before I started the job, and then I started the job, I'm like, oh, this is actually a gigantic pain in the ass. But perhaps while we're moving over to the new servers, I can lay down some of the groundwork for that while the game is theoretically not running, which is to say it's not running on the new hardware.
Oh yeah, I talked to the guys about that today. I posted in the gameplay thread, but for those of you who haven't seen it, the web servers, the guy says, which is the six of the nine boxes that we're getting. And I realized today is that we have yet to actually buy a new dev server.
Oh.
Because that wasn't in the original quote. Because, I mean, basically, we're just going to buy, like, the cheapest rack mount server, the cheapest 1U rack mount server they've got, and they'll be able to deliver it the next day. So, yeah. I mean, that's really
it's
not
trivial.
Not going to be a big deal. Although, I do need to talk to him about that probably tomorrow, because we'll need to order it. Because their plan is to have the web servers which is to say WWW1 through WWW5 in the rack by Tuesday.
The rack has a nice rack, by the way.
The rack does have a nice rack, and it's got nice ventilation and stuff. Yeah, so I got probably sitting on the evil son of a bitch bastard of a abomination and monstrosity that is our fax machine is the agreement. I got a little nervous because the billing woman called and said, "What's the address where we're hooking up internet service?" And I'm like, I don't know. What's the address of your data center? Yeah. Like, and she was like, oh, this is that one. Like, and then she said that we're all ready to go, and all she needs is my John Henry on the on the agreement. So I think she wants me to drive railroad spikes into it.
I went and bought a sledgehammer just for that.
Yeah. And then I'll just lose my job to a machine that signs service agreements for data centers. Anyway, that's getting going though. The database servers are still being built. I guess it takes a long time to build huge, powerful, badass machines.
I lost where we were.
Yeah, me too.
People complaining about me breathing into the microphone, which I was
Snick Rep there asking, well, I'm sure you've seen this comic, but if not, and then he points to the Perry Bible Fellowship. Yeah, actually, the person who introduced me to Super Mega introduced me to Perry Bible Fellowship at the same time. I like them both. Cthulhu says, lots of folks have lamented bad RNG at the sewer. Are trinkets harder to get now? No, not that I'm aware of.
Nothing has changed.
Mad Cow Chef, did you ever answer if you'd be willing to allow us to buy more shelves for our display cases? Love, Haiku Junkie Me. You know, I'm tempted to allow that just for you, because I love your display case.
It is pretty cool.
Yarth the Real Bad says to ask Xenophobe to stop breathing into the microphone.
Great radio.
I'm seeing it. It's way off to the side of his face. I think it should be okay now.
I think that was the problem when we started the show.
Yeah. Zare says, when you use lunging thrust smack with a ranged weapon, it tells you can't do that, but it still takes your MP. Is this intentional? No. Let's say MP, LTS, MF, WTF. I'm going to have to figure out what that means. Betrayer says, can we please get brandy? Snifter is such an awesome word. Yeah, it is. Vlad Shift Clutch says, I have a stove still doesn't work with LTS, which makes me sad on the inside.
That's lunge smack, not LTS.
Lunge smack, I'm sorry. Oh, so it works with lunging thrust smack, but not lunge smack?
Lunge smack is the unsupported one.
Oh.
We should probably just copy LTS.
Yeah, I guess. I still am sad that I lost that, because I really like lunge smack, thrust smack, and lunging thrust smack.
It doesn't make sense anymore, though.
I know, it doesn't, but
you could have called the Eye of the Stoat Scale lunge smack just to really throw people up in the air.
Yeah, I liked it, you know. I like the word thrust smack. SOC says, I know that Eye of the Stoat plus thrust smack doesn't work with ranged weapons, but does critical hit bonus apply for ranged weapons as well? I believe that it does.
Yeah. It seems like it does.
Slashor says, when will stores without owners be removed? It's rather annoying seeing so many about. They should be gone as of yesterday, actually. Or maybe the day before. If you're still seeing some, let me know and I'll look at it and see what's happening. But they should properly be being deleted at rollover now. Saladin says, I know you're all busy with tech stuff for the game, but any ambitions to include a level based around expensive next-gen consoles? I don't know anything about expensive next-gen consoles.
I know very little.
I'm comfortable with the current gen, which allows me to,
play Super Bomberman?
Yeah, you're right. And, that EVO game that just came out, that's an awesome game. And Super Mario World? Dude, you get the feather, you get the cape,
I can fly
man,
forever,
like
man.
The future is now. Decyclops says, can you show us random numbers?
I can tell you random numbers if you like. 2, 68, 42, 23.
I just showed you some in a system message.
Those are pretty random.
Let's never do that again.
Yeah.
Nicobot says, hey, speaking of familiar abilities, is there any functional difference between the Crimbo Elf and the Muscle Sign familiars?
I don't think so. I think the elemental fairies do elemental damage.
I don't know if they do or not. Yeah, no, you know what they do. They do. I think. The Crimbo Elf, what does the Crimbo Elf do?
It's lime plus gravy fairy.
Okay.
Exactly the same, I think. Maybe it's slightly different in the lime methodology, but otherwise identical.
Mas Techno says, if it's supposed to represent helium, well, helium, which it's a molecule of infernium. That's what it says. Tiberius Technicus says, fix the auto sell price of fine wine. Why is that? What's wrong with it?
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Did I forget to change it when...
Riff, can you check that out?
Let's see.
Fine wine.
Winnie Winnie. It's 188 auto sell.
Oh, it should probably be less now, shouldn't it?
Should it be?
Didn't we either increase or reduce the price of fermenting powder?
Yeah, fermenting powder is 35 and grap...
It's like 70, I think.
It's 35, yeah. Oh. So fine wine, why don't I... 60. 64.
Oh. That's nice, yeah. And divisible by two, several different times.
And it's, you know, it's a power of two also.
See.
You know what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a little break, play a couple songs, let some questions pour in. So everybody... ask us questions.
And we might answer them.
We'll answer them. We're going so fast because we're so enthusiastic. And also the whole forgetting to do the system messages thing. The first thing I'm going to play is apparently some bump that Amp made. Or no, that Miranda made for Amp while he was reading stuff. I logged on as Amplitude while we were at KOL Olympus, and I apparently said some stuff that I probably shouldn't have said. So I'll play that, and then maybe a Nirvana song, and then some other song, and then we'll, okay, I'll play Amps, this thing, then I'll play one Nirvana song, and then I will play Christmas Time in the LBC by Snoop Dogg. So, like, parental advisory, explicit lyrics on all of this stuff.
As opposed to the rest of the show.
Yeah, well, you know. Also, motherfucker.
Shit.
We'll be back in a few minutes.
We interrupt this broadcast with an important message from Radio KOL DJ Amplitude.
Hi, my name is Amplitude, and I have a confession to make. I love the cock. I crave nothing more than I crave the big, big, big veiny cock. Seriously, if you were to walk up to me and be all, hey, Amp, what do you want? The answer is always cock.
Yeah. good.
Your mother's family was holy moly. The Virgin Mary was roly poly.
Wise motherfuckers all they weak.
Bringing gifts and shit for baby poo in the hay.
Well, there was danger, niggas in the manger.
Word, the evil king was on they ass. They packed their shit and got the fuck out fast. Yeah.
Little J was okay.
So now my homie Dr. Dre and me, we celebrate that day. Bad nigga in a sleigh giving shits away. Yeah.
Christmas time in the LBC.
I got a gift for your ass. What did you get me? Motherfucker, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. I told that motherfucker Santa bring a pick for my afro. And here's the rest on my Christmas list. I want a black motherfucking Lexus. And for my homies down the way, I say bring a gang of tango.
Yeah, bring that shit for Dr. Dre.
Me and my niggas down in LBC, we'll smoke that motherfucking Christmas tree. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, cause this bitch be tight.
White,
Saint Nick, pick some product from the click, but don't pack a sack for my nigga two pack.
That's what.
I wrapped it nice with a bow. Yeah.
Christmas time in the LBC.
It's Christmas and it's with a double G. Know what I'm saying? Deck the halls and nibble on my jingle balls.
Merry Christmas, Charlie Brown.
You take it loose it down the coochie tape.
The weather outside was frightful.
But on my dick, you're so delightful. I got my nuts on your chest where they drink. Want some eggnog, bitch? This nigga's taste the best. It's sweet like a motherfucking candy cane. Snoop Dogg hanging low.
With a Jimmy like a great day.
Ho, ho, motherfucking ho. Get on your knees, bitch, now I'll show you where this goes.
Yeah, put your Jimmy in the motherfucking chimney.
I stick my Utah dog in your ass. And then we dress up nice and go to midnight mass. Yeah.
Christmas time in the LBC.
Rat, 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 be bringless nigga again.
Christmas time in the LBC.
Merry Christmas, motherfuckers, from the
LBC. Christmas time in the LBC.
Yeah. And happy Hanukkah to all the Jewish motherfuckers. Know what I'm saying? Shalom.
Christmas time in the LBC.
We out.
You know, we do sometimes forget that really what the holiday season is all about is, as Snoop pointed out, the baby G double G O D. I fucked it up.
Baby G E S U S.
Double G O D. Baby G God. Yeah, so everybody, this Christmas, dedicated to G God. So send him some presents. So, looks like we got a number of questions. Jamira says, what do you think about tracking lifetime familiar kills? I would like it because then I could ascend with the familiar I really want to without feeling bad for losing my 24k plus kills. And that was one of the few things we decided to not keep track of, just because it would, I don't know, I it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world, but it's just not particularly useful. I can't imagine ever using it for anything game-wise.
Yeah, it would be totally penis.
Oh, let's see. DeCyclops says, hearing one of you mentioning a search players on the trade and thought of something useful, how about a trade link above K-Mail so you can chat to someone in K-Mail?
And then send them a trade offer from their K-Mail? Nah.
Oh, I see. Oh, and then send them a trade... Oh, okay, right. Huh. I don't know that there needs to be a trade link on every single K-mail that comes in.
Yeah, that's kind of...
I don't know. I mean, I suppose there's really no harm in adding a search player's link there, but...
The only harm is basically sort of an inch-mile situation.
I would say.
Of a what?
An inch mile situation by putting in a trade link, people will want.
Yeah, and then everybody would want a buff link, and everybody would want to attack link, and all that kind of
and
thing.
And a Wang link.
At some point, you gotta stop a Wang link, and a mob hit link. Sarpasta says, "Hey, Jake, are you going to ever add effects to all miscellaneous items one day, e.g., sunken chests? Sunken chests have a purpose."
Mr. Plus, Salty says
somebody will eventually figure out how to open them. And
yeah.
Then you'll all see.
Yeah. You have to get the Mystic Crowbar in the game. It's not the regular crowbar, it's the Mystic Crowbar.
Yeah.
You'll know because it looks exactly like the one in Half-Life 2. Mr. Salty says, "I'd like Xenophobe to continue breathing into the mic. We're getting free phone sex effects." I don't think the people in the office would be especially comfortable with that.
Yeah, really. That's the last thing I want to hear, is Xenophobe phone sex.
Hepler, I don't know.
Says, "My souffle collapsed. What did I do wrong?" Xenophobe, you're the chef.
Your souffle collapsed because you didn't include enough love in your souffle. If you put more love in there, it will definitely rise and expand and grow up to be a contributing member of society like all souffles should. By not putting enough love into your souffle, you are a failure. Please remit.
Please remit?
Yes.
Like pant?
Yeah, to me.
Oh, that sucks. Everybody who ever ruins a souffle has to pay you a fee.
Yes. To be determined at point of failure.
Little Nikki 4-0 says, "Could you add a last button to the clan member roster page so it doesn't take so long to get to the end of the list to change ranks of new members in big clans?" Yeah, that is being worked on as we speak.
Pagination.
Not as we speak, but, you know, as we prepare to speak and after we speak. Olaf the Mediocre say, "What happened, Jick? You have somebody to keep you company in your clan." Yeah, we were testing the whitelist thing. I'm booting that son of a bitch as soon as I get around to it, though.
Yeah, I remember the one time that I booted Jick from my clan. It was a good day.
Yeah, I was the only non-automaton.
Yeah, and that's why I kicked his ass and took his lunch money.
Heifer says, "Why is brownie mix so hard to find? I want brownies, damn it." Well, I mean, I am a good man. And it is Uncle Jick's brownie mix, and a good man is hard to find. So brownie mix is hard to find.
Alternatively, he'd just go to the grocery store and get some.
That's true. We should start, if somebody sends us brownie mix in the mail, we give them a special in-game brownie mix. Although I don't really like brownies.
I love brownies.
And the post office box isn't very big, so
yeah.
I don't think we'll do that. Demius says, "How about adding a forward option to K-mail? It'd make it easier if you need to send messages to multiple people." Yeah, that's actually something I would like to add, because I would like to have it a lot of the time, and
can't you just, like, quote a message and just then...
And change the recipient?
Yeah.
Yeah, but then it's quoted, you know?
Point. Well, maybe I can work that in or something.
Yeah, although I suppose you could just type FWD colon at the top, or like 8 different FWDs. That'd be awesome. We could do a K-mail chain mail.
That'd be great. I think we should implement that right away.
Yeah, and spam, too. We could
and images.
Yeah.
And HTML. And
yeah, and a filter that automatically misspells Viagra for you.
And like breast implant.
Yeah, yeah.
I think all these things are great ideas. I'll get started on them right away.
Yeah, good deal. Slashor says, "I love you again, as I just checked and all the stores are removed. I would stalk you if you weren't in another country." Well, good thing for me and for you that I am in another country. XYM says, "I'd like to point out that the 3 numbers you gave for random numbers are not really all that random, since they're sequential and also very close together. Statistic anomaly, eh?" Yeah, absolutely. I told you, fake randomness is more satisfying than real randomness. That was really random, and it was crappy.
It was also completely cool.
Oh, Benson, Arizona says, "Can some of the bottom tier stuff be taken off Chase Nute's circulation? Works okay for booze, but food has more not-for-eating crap than it does actual food." Yeah, I mean, for every day you get lucky, there's going to be some days when you don't get lucky.
That's
unless
true.
Unless you have moms around, in which case everyone always gets lucky. Oh,
hi, Mom.
Oh, yeah, does your mom listen to this radio show?
Probably.
Oh, well.
She could take it.
Yeah, I know. Sorry. Xenophobe's mom is great. She, I think she plays the game now. She sent in a question once.
Sinatra, dear Strong Bad, how do you type with boxing gloves on? Oh, wait, that's not what he said. Slashor says, what is the reason for some messages being eaten in chat, i.e. they never appear when you click enter? The method that we use to run chat doesn't actually check to see if they, whenever you post, if something, if it went through or not. It doesn't check the return code, which is somewhat problematic, but not always, in that chat seems to work pretty okay. But it's just like when the server gets slow, or if it, you know, if your connection is all wonky, sometimes the server won't return properly, and it just gets eaten. If it gets eaten like that, odds are that the message actually got sent to the server, but it, you just didn't get an echo from the server. So, if you get the repetition filter after that, it definitely happened like that. This has been, 1 or 2 minutes of xenophobe rambling, non-sequentially about something that he knows about.
Yeah, it's you know, and it's almost always just a lag issue. So
yeah.
New servers equal no more chat eating. You're not allowed to eat while you're in the chat on the new servers because you won't have time, man. You'll be adventuring so fast you won't be able to do anything but have smoke rise from you.
Maybe you should get a fire extinguisher.
Shaggy says, if a miss sign, could we always get the mind control link, even if it's at zero? No. Because I would say most people don't really mess with it. So,
haha, you know, you'd have to click more.
If it's zero, it's just not going to show up. Because I don't want it there as soon as you ascend, because you are going to ascend for the first time into a miss class and not have any idea what the hell that thing is. So, yeah.
Jinya says, in brief, how does the database handle inventories with so very many users and items?
Not very well.
Yeah, it's pretty laggy. But I would say that the best things to do in the best things that we've done are moving the database off to its own server, and restructuring the database such that it works as good as it can, or as well as it can, or some other adjective that I can't think of that's actually properly grammatically correct. And I don't know, not programming poorly, which the game sometimes has problems with, but I'm working on that.
And for the most part, I mean, the stuff that was bad has been optimized in the past.
It has.
It's like, Tipo says, this might seem like an odd question, but how do the people at your office feel about fudge brownies? Is that anything like fudge packing? Because I know Riff and Xenophobe are fond of that, but I don't care for it. I don't know. I like brownies if they don't have nuts, because otherwise they grow into really ugly Girl Scouts.
Yeah.
Ba-dum-bum-tsh.
These Girl Scout cookies are made with real Girl Scouts.
I like those like Little Debbie brownies if I scrape the nuts off of them.
I like brownies pretty much any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, I just hate walnuts. Chester Meatpot says, which head does the boss bat wear his bandana on? Both.
What, you can't see the bandana in the picture?
Yeah. let's see. Bimwax says, hey guys, would it be fun to be able to make Molotov cocktails with the cocktail crafting kit? I guess it'd be fun.
Yeah, theoretically.
Although, I just tend to pour the kerosene directly into the beer bottles when I make Molotov cocktails instead of actually using a cocktail shaker.
Yeah, doesn't evaporate as quickly that way.
And also, it's not that important that it be cold. So,
yeah, I don't think ice would add to a Molotov cocktail the way it adds to most cocktails.
One time Mr. Skullhead and I tried to make a Molotov cocktail out of a baby food jar, but we kept throwing it and we couldn't get it to break.
Wow. So, you guys are wusses.
Yeah, we were, really. Crystalina says, is it the castle in the sky or the castle in the clouds in the sky? Different adventures and links give different names. It's both, apparently, depending on which adventure or link. Doppelheathen say, how far along are you on the restoration front? I still am not, we're not really in a position where we can give any kind of a progress report because, I mean, we're down to maybe 5% fewer messages in the box than there were when we started, but they've also started coming in more slowly, so, like, seriously, I just don't know. You know, but like I said, it's going to take weeks, so I'm guessing, you know, maybe we'll be done by Christmas. Maybe not. Maybe it's tomorrow, or maybe it's not.
Maybe it's yesterday. I just forgot.
Jack Vermicelli says, orange corduroy blazer, happening or dorking it?
I would say both.
Yeah.
Because it is happening that you are dorking it, which I'm not quite sure what that means.
Yeah. Yeah, me neither. Lady Luanda say, any way to add up familiar weights in-game, or are we forced to chug along and add up weights constantly out-of-game? Well, I mean, the whole reason that I don't give a readout on the total weight of the familiars in your terrarium is because it's spoilery. I mean, it's because that's only important for that one trophy, or those three trophies, or whatever. And, you know, I don't want to draw attention to it because it is a secret.
Shh! Don't tell anyone! Like, I didn't tell anyone about those secret meat paste recipes.
Yeah, ooh, Sinatra says, why don't we just put a search player's link on the top pane? It seems like everyone wants one everywhere. Well,
I would prefer that we keep the search player's link as difficult to find as possible, because it's one of the most taxing operations you can perform in the entire game.
Yep. Really, what we need to do is just make it so it is crippled in some way that makes it useless and not so hard on the database. Huh, he said hard on.
He did.
Oh, boy.
Let's see. Question.
Knight of the Round say, how does the percentage on the bonus on the Bayo work? Like, how many plus stats would it give for, say, 50%? It's a percentage. Like,
if you have 100 muscle and you get a plus 50% bonus, you get 150 muscle. That's not counting any other plus percent effects you might have.
Look at Visual KOL. It tells you exactly what the Bayo does on their little calendar.
We could probably replace about half this show with visit Visual KOL.
That's true. Except for the part where Zero Loot says, it's scary, but my local hippie store carries hemp brownie mix. Not.
Yeah, those aren't very good.
Yeah, I doubt it.
They're kind of woody and don't really work.
Kyrion says, hi, Jick. With the higher level guild content being planned, what is the highest level you foresee there being new content appearing at? I think you mean, what is the highest level at which you foresee there being new content appearing?
Comma, asshole.
Yeah. No, I don't know. 15?
Yeah, 15 sounds good.
2011?
20x6?
30? 31? 32? These numbers aren't random either. Let's see. Slasher says, would it be possible for a feature to look at the clan log that isn't shown? I just discovered my personal log I keep is missing 4 days from a while back. No, those are just deleted.
Bogies that stuff isn't kept
at all. Bensound, Arizona says, in that case, are ghoul eggs on the list? If we're going to have bad days, I think there should be a really bad day where I can eat 20 ghoul eggs. No man can eat 20 ghoul eggs! Decyclops says, is it possible to change the order of the filters to do the repetition filter before stuff like drunk ones so that it doesn't see a hick message as different than a normal message? What he actually said was different to a normal message, which is the way they talk in Britain, where they don't understand how prepositions work.
I want to change the repetition filter at some point to use the session instead of...
Yeah, absolutely, because that is god-awful right now.
Yeah.
It's such a horrible amount of overhead for something so lame.
Yeah, and that would allow us to basically do exactly what he's talking about and make it more efficient.
Yep. Something Moo says, do you have any gray poopar? I don't know what poopar is. Although I do have some red... Poopar.
Give me about half an hour. Not some poopar for you.
Ungaro says, could the ability to change titles be a separate clan privilege? I would enjoy the ability to let everyone change titles without necessarily being able to change ranks.
That's reasonable, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, one of the things on the to-do list now is a way of making the clan permissions such that we can have, like, 64 different ones.
Yeah. Well, 32, actually. But, well, we can make two variables for
yeah,
it as well.
Yeah, okay, 32 then. I think 32 is probably enough.
Yeah.
May says, I don't know if this is actually necessary, but it might be vaguely useful to have a zap link at the top of your inventory, like May Cocktails, when you got a zappy one thing. Yeah, I mean, I think for something you're only going to do such a limited number of times per day, it's probably not worth.
You can also just roll up the requisite panes that appear above your quest items pane, and that'll let you get to it quicker. That's another one of those undocumented features that I like to put in. I think actually I just put that one in, but for what it's worth, you can click on the for each section of your inventory, like the food and the booze and the quest items. If you click on the name of the title heading, you can roll up that part of the inventory. Clicking it again will restore it to its former glory, and you can use that to kind of manage your space. One of the things that's sort of on my back burner is to make it to where those things actually stay rolled up between logins, which a number of people that I talk to keep telling me that it's just ridiculously easy, but they don't seem to understand that the way they've done it only works on one browser, where I would prefer it to work between logins on any browser.
It doesn't even need to work between logins. I mean, I think for the most part, it would be just as well if it worked for the duration of a session. I mean,
it, to make it work between logins would require me to add a cookie handler to every script too. So
yeah, I mean that's
would be minorly annoying.
Yeah, that's just needless, I think. I mean, because I mean, mostly what irritates people is they close their food pane and then they go to equipment and then back to food and their food pane's open again. So
Well, that I can just implement purely in JavaScript and that won't take very long. But
and have it actually save it.
Yeah, it would just use a cookie. Yeah. In the user's browser, but it wouldn't persist between logins.
If you can get that working, Xenophobe, I will give you a cookie.
Sweet.
No, it's going to be a salty cookie.
Oh man, is it not going to be a cookie, but actually a biscuit?
Well, I don't know. I guess it says biscuit on the bag. They're shaped like bones.
Oh, I see.
One time, this was one of the most embarrassing moments of my life. I was doing an internet setup, right, because I used to work for this ISP. This wasn't really one of the most embarrassing moments of my life, because I've had a lot of embarrassing things happen to me, but I was at this woman's house setting up her internet, because I worked at an ISP that actually did in-house setup and training for everybody that signed up for an account, and it was this British woman who had moved into town and gotten her thing set up, and she walked into the room and said, "Do you want a biscuit?" And I'm like, no thanks. And she's like, "I was talking to the dog," and she had a thing of dog biscuits. And I'm like, oh. And see, that's the kind of thing, like, that's a pretty understandable misunderstanding, you know, but I was mortified. Yeah, that's right. Mortified.
And anyway. Mortared.
I was mortared and pestled.
Yeah, that hurt.
We still haven't gotten the cask of Amontillado to put in the little weird dungeon thing. Just inside the broom closet when you walk into this office is horrible. It's like this really shallow closet that's just
the Mormon pantry. It's not hooked up to the HVAC here.
Not the not that one. The actual broom closet next to the front door.
Oh yeah, I haven't even looked.
Yeah,
there.
I mean it's scary to look in there. It's like
I don't know if I want
you to. You just keep expecting to hear, "For the love of God, Montresor." Except it'd be like, because it'd be behind a bunch of bricks. And then we'd go around, and it turns out it's just a guy standing on the washing machine yelling at us. He's like totally not walled in at all. He's just like hanging out, like getting drunk and yelling at us through the wall. And we'd be like, "Get out of here." And he'd be like, "I can't. The garage doors are closed."
There's a button on the wall. And then he'd push it, and then the garage door would open into your Lexus.
Yeah.
And break the window.
I did, like Snoop Dogg, on my Christmas list was a black motherfucking Lexus, and I got mine.
That was a long time ago, though.
That Snoop Dogg song is so great. And happy Hazanica to all you Jewish motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Shalom. Ah, boy. I love me some that song. Slashor says, "I was recently having a discussion with overseas and interstate friends. How do you pronounce castle? Carsill or Carsill?
What the hell?
And does anyone you know pronounce it the second way?"
Everyone I know pronounces it the second way.
Carsill?
Castle? But it doesn't make any sense. Carcel doesn't make any sense.
Well, I mean, the British add R's into their ah sounds.
Well, see, I like the word R's.
Just like they always say, let me fetch you some biscuits from the parn tree. And they have a house plarnt.
Boy, Homestar Runner would really have trouble in England, wouldn't he?
Lethal Lunatic says, will marriages ever be implemented into the game? No. No. You really need a girlfriend. Seriously. I can't give people the ability to marry in-game. Because the thing is, since you can't marry in-game, people are meeting each other through KOL and then getting together and having sex and then having babies and then getting married. Maybe they've changed the order around on a few of those.
Yeah, things. I was going to say, I think that's the order for a lot of people, actually.
They have sex, then get married, then have a baby. Hey, yeah. It worked for my parents. Yeah. I remember being vaguely plussed to discover that my birthday was only 6 months after my parents' anniversary. I was like, OMG. My mom's totally a sinner. Not my dad, though. It's okay for guys to have sex before marriage, just not women. Which is why, that really the only moral thing to do is to only have sex with married women. They won't go to hell, because they're not having premarital sex, and you won't go to hell because you're a guy.
John Dungeon Man says, when will custom avatar forms ever become usable again?
Pretty soon.
Oh, they're
currently not, because we're waiting to get caught up so that we can say, all right, anybody who does not currently have a custom avatar, that means that your submission got lost.
Yeah.
And then
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So it just right now they can be bought but not used, which kind of sucks. If I had thought about it, I wouldn't have done it like that. But those will be caught up relatively soon, and then we'll be able to spend a little bit of time saying, okay, look, you know, if you didn't get it, then tell us about it. Then we'll be able to verify those, because we have records of people using them, but not in a way that's like easily searchable. So, and we'd have to get the request back from them anyway. So I'll just post an announcement. And then it won't be too long. Di Vernon says, I like the Bugbear Shaman in that it had a drawback added to a more powerful effect. Is this ever going to happen again? Certainly.
If you can think of something cool to do.
Yeah. The Shaman was kind of an experiment.
I really liked it.
Yeah.
For the time that I did play, it was helpful in some situations.
Sailor Bowser say, is the battlefield going to be a permanent area? Also, I think it'd be cool if there was a modern-day battlefield with ghost Cola soldiers. I don't know about the second part, but the first part, we're looking at it. The rifts will probably go away relatively soon, but the battlefield will still be available to a certain extent. We'll see. That'll roll out, and we'll see how people react to it, and then figure out how to work it in based on that. Knight of the Round says, this person lost their candles from White Wednesday. How would she be able to continue the quest? Well, if you lost the candles, you almost certainly also lost the flag that the game uses to know that it doesn't need to give you the candles again. So, if that's not happening, I mean, if you go another day adventuring there and don't get it, or if you've already done that, then just report it through the regular thing, and we'll get to it as soon as we can, just like everything else. Decyclops, I think Xenoph already answered that. The remembering inventory. Yon Dungeon Man says, we did a play today, and Doc Holliday threw a cookie from on stage into the audience, and it hit my mom in the face. Are you sure it was a cookie and not a bukkake?
Are you sure it was a cookie, Yon Dungeon Man? Are you sure it wasn't nothing?
Yeah. Thoughts Depated says, by chance, could we see social commands in chat like slash poke? Would be like slash me, pokes, whoever. Well, why don't you just type slash me, pokes, whoever?
Or if you're really that lazy, use a macro.
Yeah, there you go. Lady Luanda says, oh my god, you guys should get a webcam. That would be so hot. You don't know the half of it. I am totally naked.
He is. It's scary.
Ms. Snitzel. On the extreme slope, the items from the Choice Adventures auto-sell for more than the meat you get from the meat choice. This is different from the others. Is it supposed to be? It was probably an accident. Because I think the meat... We based the meat on... the meat that was dropped by monsters in the area in general, and just made it a little bit more. But yeah, I don't know. I'll take a look at that and maybe adjust it. I think that it's time to take one more music break and let some more questions pile up, and that should get us to the end of the show.
Yeah. Send us questions.
Send us questions.
And right, we will continue to answer them. And
here we are with some ZZ Top, which is my favorite band because I'm a hillbilly at heart. Speakers off to avoid the horrible reverb action, and we're back.
Yay!
Looks like we got a handful of questions. DeCyclops says, I don't want to disappoint you, but I already passed you inventory remembering code multiple times that uses JavaScript and cookies to remember the states. The page again, Xenophobe, write that down. See how
sure.
He does it.
Scribble.
Vlad Thrust Smack says, I less than three, my bugbear shaman. Good. You know, we had several ideas for mana using familiars that were more powerful. That I don't know. They won't be as good as the shaman because that's like a Mr. Store item. But I mean, I could see putting in an attack familiar that's, you know, say half again as powerful as the lime, but uses mana kind of at the same rate as the shaman, and you know, that kind of thing.
Should make a mana using starfish familiar.
A mana-using starfish?
Yes. Mana-using chocolate starfish.
Nothing like, you know, I got this box of chocolates once, and I was like, I'll, you know, because you always, the whole, like, a box of chocolates being like life, where you never know what you're going to get. It turns out they were all full of mayonnaise.
Chocolate mayo.
That didn't actually happen. I just, some of them were ketchup. that would be great. I wonder if anybody would buy that just as a novelty product, like a box of chocolates that were all... They were filled with mustard, mayonnaise, ketchup, and relish.
We've got plenty of mustard and relish packets out in the garage. We could probably start.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And we're never going to use them anyway.
Yeah, all the condiment packets that we bought for the LARP. It turns out you can only buy packets of condiments in quantities of a billion. Yeah. They're like custom Pez dispensers.
I use like 5 or 6 every day, and we still have a buttload of them.
FF9 Master. Okay, Jake, where's my ninja familiar you keep promising? Oh, it'll get there eventually.
Maybe.
Doc Trauma says, are you trying to set the record for the most Homestar Runner references for one show? We can do it. We can do it 9 times.
That's mostly a byproduct of me being on the show. Cause
I really hope Xenophobe doesn't lose his jorb over all the Homestar references, because if we get sued... He's the first one to get fired.
Yeah, totally useless.
Slash Orsay, would you be able to make clan buffs more interesting? Say, for instance, a buff such as increased initiative or attack damage. Yeah, I mean, I'm open to the idea of making those a little better, a little something. Lady Luanda says, so, does it make you upset that Keira Knightley played Dorothy in the latest issue of Vogue? I mean, us Kansans have so little going for us, and now they're having a hot British chick play Dorothy? I personally feel affronted. I don't have any idea what you're talking about, but Keira Knightley is the hot in many ways.
I agree.
Jack Fermagelli says, aside from Zly, is it pretty much Sausage Fest City over there? Yeah, you know. The reason that I only hire males to do stuff is really only males are capable of doing stuff. I don't feel that women should be allowed to have jobs. Although, Zly is definitely kind of the office MVP. She's the only one who actually, like, works all the time.
Yeah, the only one who wants to work all the time. The rest of us would just prefer to sort of sit around and do things that aren't work.
Play Katamari Damacy all day.
Which is good in that our work isn't a lot like normal work, so we can actually get things done.
Yeah.
Except, like, whenever the database gets dropped, then there's work.
Yeah. But we're not big enough to have a lot of bureaucracy yet, so, you know, no busy work. Thoughtstipated says, okay, a better example would have been something where the name wasn't at the end of the action, like a slash Clubat. Xenophobe would say, Thoughtstipated hits Xenophobe with, oh, like slash Clubat Xenophobe would say, Thoughtstipated hits Xenophobe with a Clubat. Just use your microwave. I mean, not macros.
Yeah, in case you didn't know, with a macro, if you type $2, it replaces those $2 with whatever you put after the slash number command to designate that macro. So if you wanted to make your own Clubat macro, you could type macro 1, me hits space $$ space with a Clubat, and it would do exactly the same thing.
Yeah, and like I have one that's like me holds up a no $$ sign, and so if I type like, you know, slash one $$, it says Jake holds up a no $$
dot,
or if I do slash one Jake holds up a no $$ it'll say Jake holds up a no $$
Paul's ding 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 word.
That's a fun macro. I like it a lot.
Yeah. There's another Homestar reference for you.
Yeah. Lord Kensington Halstings Dings Dingsworth. Or Halsting Ding Dingsworth. Benson, Arizona says, nothing to do with eggs, but I want you to know that spontaneous or deliberate zamobification is one of the most beautiful phrases in the almost English language. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. C-Spark says, some anagrams for Kingdom of Loathing. Think of dooming lag.
That's a good one.
It is. No fighting a KOL mod. Of God effing KOL mating. Dangling kit of homo. Or okay hint of old gaming.
A lot of those are strangely accurate.
Some of those are very clever, yeah. Mad Cow Chef say, for clan attack, you considered allowing players to burn turns in some entertaining way to train their army. Could have arm stats like strength and defense, less money grab. Yeah, I mean, we want different ways for people to be able to like get involved in their clan than just dumping meat into the coffer, you know? So,
he's going to
certainly
pause.
I'll be open to suggestions on how to improve clan stuff, and I think there are a lot of suggestions to which to be open. Single Deuce says, if you haven't already, please explain the usefulness of the new clan whitelist. I mean, why should I care? The reason that it's useful is because a lot of people want the ability to move back and forth between clans to, like, share clan chat or whatever, and they don't want to have to wait for approval every time, so they can get whitelisted in both clans and just be able to move back and forth at will. That's basically what it's for. It's for the hearts, you know.
Heart. That was the most useless Captain Planet power. Heart.
Oh, yeah? What did it do? I don't even remember.
It let him communicate with animals and people, which isn't as cool as setting things on fire.
It was slightly more useful than just talking.
Yeah. And, like, even the water power was cooler than that.
Well, the water power conceivably encompasses ice.
Well, except... Yeah.
That what? Huh?
Did you ever see Super Friends, the Wonder Twins?
Oh, I remember. I saw some parody of the Harvey Birdman one where
the form of a washcloth.
They fill up a moat with water because these polar bears attacking some frat boys, and the polar bear just steps over the water and eats the frat boy. Yeah, that was.
The coffin rubber says, dear Strong Bad, can you make it so that there's an option to eat what you just cook crapfully, or is the coffin rubber boon IA? No, you have to click.
Yeah.
No, there's just a limit to which we can enable your laziness, and that's right around the limit.
Di Vernon says, you said on Monday that there might be some kind of steroid smithing ability for seal clubbers and turtle tamers that make spleen items. That seems like a really good idea. Are you planning to do that? Not for turtle tamers, but for seal clubbers, there'll be something. I don't know.
I kind of like the word steroid smithing. I guess it's a phrase, but I like it anyway. Either way.
Yeah, although I don't know, you know. We don't want to encourage the use of steroids. I do want to encourage drinking.
Yeah.
Maybe they could make different flavored rocks of crack.
Yeah. Those are definitely a spleen damage item, I would say.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, I know when I smoke crack, I feel it in my spleen first.
Yeah. First it kicks you in the spleen, and then it kicks you in the head.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
So I was driving back from IKEA with Riff today, and we pulled up behind a cop, and I whispered to him, what was it? I can't remember.
Don't smoke any sudden crack.
Yeah, don't smoke any sudden crack. Really slowly to him, and it was really funny. And if you guys don't think it's funny, well then, hey, fuck you.
Jack Vermicelli says, yeah. Tough question, in my opinion. Keira Knightley or Jennifer Connelly? Keira Knightley. Jennifer Connelly's getting too old for me.
Yeah, I don't think I'll talk about what's too old for you.
Oh, come on.
I guess, in contrast, you shouldn't talk about what's too old for me, too.
That's true.
Jake and I are kind of both are on the opposite ends of the spectrum there.
Keira Knightley, super hot. Just, yeah. I saw her on The Daily Show. She also seems kind of smart. Yeah. I think I'd probably, I wouldn't kick her out of bed for eating chode. Yeah. Just, swinging.
You sure are.
Hanging and swinging. Boy.
Cthulhu wants me to sing, which I'm not going to do.
Good deal. Lilith says, "Hey, Jack, have you read The Iron Dragon's Daughter? Because if you have, because if not yet, you probably should." No, I haven't. But thank you, Lilith. Recommended a book to me at KOLumbus, and then today she, I got it in the mail from Amazon. Thank you for buying me a Jeff Nguyen book. I'll be sure and read it, and then tell you about reading it. And yeah, we'll all enjoy that. Seriously, though, thank you. Lady Luanda says, "Xenophobe, what's your favorite Strong Bad email? Mine is Lil Brutter. That's all."
I'd say that my favorite Strong Bad email was the virus one, just because the quadratic formula exploding just made me laugh for days. I don't know why I thought it was that funny, but I did. So, ha!
Yeah, all the ones with Homsar are pretty
good. Homsar's a pretty good character, too.
The one, I remember one that I liked where he had, like, post-its on pencils that he was saying how the conversation with Homsar would go. And then Homsar comes in and says exactly the things that, yeah, that was pretty clever. I don't know. I like the Teen Girl Squad a lot, you know, and Trevor the Vampire, I think, though it was very early, was one of my favorite. Because they're like, remember all the good times we had, and then they do a flashback to like 15 or 20 seconds earlier. Yeah. I like jokes like that. Guy Vernon says there should be a Gazor Mountains in the Big Mountains. No. No, there shouldn't.
I think we should just restrain our gay jokes to custom items.
Benson Arizona says, Hard also let him control emotions, which is more useful day-to-day than setting people on fire. So
says you.
Yeah,
I would love to set people on fire every day. Most of the time they move away before I can do it.
But, you know, set a man on fire and he'll burn for a day. Teach a man to set himself on fire. And
I think that goes to teach a man to set teach a man to start our star fire and it'll be warm for a day. Set a man on fire and it'll be warm for the rest of his life.
You bungled
it again.
I wasn't trying to say that. I was just right. Single Deuce says Natalie Portman or Keira Knightley. Both of them at the same time. Although again, I think Natalie Portman's too old for me. I have no idea how old Natalie Portman is. I only know that she was 18 when she was first covered in hot grits and petrified.
And if only you could imagine that.
A Beowulf cluster of Natalie Portman. Let's see how old Natalie Portman is.
And Soviet Russia, you do Natalie Portman. Wait.
Natalie Portman is 24. Yep, too old for me.
Yeah. Professor Von Walmart, which is a kind of a funny name, for the Klan Whitelist, can you also make it somehow that Soviet karma is restored?
Yep, Fnord definitely won the bet on it would be less than 2 hours before somebody requested that feature. I don't want to start keeping track of karma by clan, because that's of such limited usefulness. The Fusiliband gave me what I feel is a pretty good rationale for not dealing with that, which is that by the time you've whitelisted somebody into your clan, karma is probably not an issue. So, you know, they're probably already exempt. So, yeah, no, not gonna happen. I thought about making it so you could specify an amount of karma, but no. I decided not to. Olaf the Mediocre says, what are your views on computer ketchup? I think it would be like that movie Electric Dreams where that guy spills champagne on his computer and it turns into like some intelligent Casanova computer. except you would spill ketchup on it and it would just turn into like a guy who sits around eating Burger King and playing GTA all day.
That creepy guy in the Burger King commercials with the King mask on?
Yeah.
I don't like him.
I like those commercials.
Little Nikki 40 says, are you a hooker, Jack? Just a thought. I'd say he's more of a prostitute than a hooker.
Toothless says, Susan Sarandon or Tina Turner? That's an excellent question. Probably Susan Sarandon. But Tim Robbins wouldn't get to watch. X Smoodex says, I was playing a different junkie online game earlier tonight, and they debuted a new stupid zombie vegetable monsters. It makes me wonder if you guys are planning any new monsters soon. I don't know. Maybe. The Coffin Robber says, why do you have to be such a bitch? That's just how I roll. Because I mean, I do what I want.
That's how he plays ball, my friends, and Romans.
Computer ketchup is from a strong bad email. It's better than regular ketchup. I don't remember that.
Me
strong
either.
Bad email. Well,
we got 15 minutes left.
We do. We got 15 minutes left, and that is
questions are kind of slowing down.
Yeah, and by slowing down, completely stopped. Count D says Keira Knightley or me, and sends a picture of Count D. Still gotta say Keira Knightley. Sorry, no offense. That's a nice necklace, though.
You're faster than I am.
Xenophobe, say something funny.
Something funny.
Oh, Xenophobe has sent me a Snoop Doggy Dog 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, which I will download right now to play on the way out.
Wait a minute. There's something wrong here. I did no
wrong.
Such thing.
Orlando Bloom or Johnny Depp, says Young Dungeon Man. I would probably go gay for Johnny Depp, but I don't like Orlando Bloom.
I don't know what Orlando.
He was Legolas in the, and he was the main character in. Kind of what?
Dumb.
Yeah. I'd rather go on a date with Johnny Depp than Orlando Bloom. Certainly.
Yeah, I would have to agree.
If I was going on like a photo shoot, probably still Johnny Depp. If I had to pick somebody to sit next to at the Oscars, it would definitely be Johnny Depp. Supposedly this part in the commentary on Pirates of the Caribbean where you just obviously hear Johnny Depp taking a huge bong hit, like, in between two things that he says about. I was reading all this stuff about the Goonies today for some reason. I forget where it got linked to from, or from whence it got linked, but there's supposedly the Goonies sequel in the works, and I read some stuff today that made me believe that maybe it won't suck. They've said that the entire cast and the director are all on board with a screenplay that they've got. It's just that the studio's not letting it happen, which seems really retarded because, like, I don't know why you would just refuse a dump truck full of money.
I mean, we certainly don't refuse our dump trucks full of money.
Ooh, Vlad Schiffstack says, Keira Knightley or Scully's mom?
That's a tough one.
That's a tricky question, because...
I said it was going to be a trick question. Yeah. Riff points out that Keira Knightley is Scully's mom.
I don't think that's true. I think Scully is considerably older than Keira Knightley. Hammerman says Betty White or B. Arthur. Betty White, because B. Arthur is a man. X Smoodex says ketchup or Keira Knightley. Definitely Keira Knightley. I don't even like ketchup that much.
Betty Rubble or Wilma Flintstone?
Riff points out Betty Rubble or Wilma Flintstone.
You know,
I'm not sure.
I was always partial to Betty, although she seemed kind of stupid. I mean, yeah. I'd rather be Wilma as your wife, Betty as your mistress. I think
I would say a threesome with Betty Rubble
and
Wilma
Bam Bam.
And
yeah, I know
Bam,
that's
Bam,
what
Bam.
You'd say.
Yeah, that's what you would say. You're the cradle robber. In the
was a Bam Bam a dude?
I think so.
Air Alice says, any chance of a Naga familiar? I less than three Nagas, and I'm disappointed there aren't any yet. I can see the Naga being a stab baddie kind of thing. Sasarai says Betty Crocker or Aunt Jemima. I don't think I've ever seen Betty Crocker.
Yeah, I mostly just see her name. And I'm not especially attracted to her name.
Yeah.
I like the direction that this show has gone.
Michael Keaton, Val Kilmer, or George Clooney says Night of the Round.
George
Clooney. That'd be funny if everybody named George, it was actually Jodge, and it was just mispronounced.
George!
Moth says Keira Knightley or the other Keira Knightley. Again, both at the same time. Keira Knightley and her clone. Nama has sent me a picture of Betty Crocker.
Is Betty Crocker hot?
No. She just looks like some random, like, senator's wife.
I would say Aunt Jemima.
Senator Jemima Crocker. He served under Colonel Sanders in World War II. Although I shot Betty Crocker and delivered Colonel Sanders down to Davy Jones' locker, as the Beastie Boys pointed out.
Mike Dolan's locker
was very Hey Dude says, what's the funniest slash best Kill the Hermit story you've heard? I don't really pay attention to those.
I would prefer that they stop being propagated myself.
Yeah, honestly, it's not that funny. But
it might have been funny like the first or the second time someone made a joke about it, but a year and a half later, no.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's still funny to say kill the hermit, but not actually telling a story about how to do it. I mean, that's whatever. Air Alice says Marge Simpson or Maude Flanders. Maude Flanders is dead, so I think it's pretty clear that I would pick her.
Yeah, I would agree.
Huh. Somebody sent me a picture of B. Arthur's head with Eat My Pussy written under it.
That seems amusing.
Disturbing. Naked pictures of B. Arthur and a football helmet filled with cottage cheese. That movie was, in general, pretty terrible, but that part was just really funny. Airheads, where they, like, Brendan Fraser and Steve Buscemi and Adam Sandler and this band that takes over a radio station to try to get their demo tape played, and they come up with this list of ludicrous demands so that the cops will take a long time to fill them, and just one of the things was a football helmet filled with cottage cheese. Yeah. And then later on you see the scene of, like, one of the cops spooning cottage cheese into a football helmet. Asterix says Blaster Master or Solomon's Key. I like them both, actually. Solomon's Key I never owned. I just borrowed it from somebody and played it. But I you know what? I should go back and play that on an emulator, because that's my kind of game. Kind of puzzly. Also, my cousin accidentally discovered the continue on that game by getting pissed off that he lost and just hitting the controller, and he managed to hit up A, which allows you to restart the game at the level that you left off at, which was kind of cool. Oh, boy.
Questions are pretty...
Slasher says, Joanna Dark or Lara Croft? I don't know who Joanna Dark is. Is she the person from Perfect Dark?
Yeah, I would say Lara Croft, definitely, in that case.
Vato Loco says, George Jefferson or Archie Bunker? I'd rather let them fight it out between themselves. Oh, man. I really wish that I had sent out those system messages so that we would have more questions to answer.
Maybe we should play a 10-minute song.
Yeah, maybe we could play 10 minutes of music. And let's see. I got this this song from Fusilla Band. That's apparently another Snoop Dogg Christmas song. That's 2 minutes and 41 seconds long. Why don't I go through the rest of my music and talk about it while I'm doing it to kind of fill up some time there. Maybe I could play this stupid cover of Tom's Diner that R.E.M. kind of made up as they went along. That's 2 minutes and 3 seconds long, so that's 4 minutes and 44 seconds total.
X Smoot X says, SpongeBob SquarePants or Fran Drescher? I would say wad SpongeBob SquarePants in Fran Drescher's mouth and then run so far away. I think that would solve the problem of both of them pretty well.
Count D says, if I send you $10 worth of brownie mix, would I get both a Mr. Accessory and a special brownie mix? I really don't want people to send us brownie mix.
Cthulhu's, I'm not going to sing. Get over it.
Shaggy says, admit it, you like Pink Floyd now, and sends me a link, oh right, to those naked chicks with Pink Floyd album covers painted on their backs.
That was amusing.
Yeah, you know. I don't really like Pink Floyd anyway. That doesn't...
I like The Wall. You know, all in all, I'm just another brick in it.
Mathman says, assuming you have high enough moxie, couldn't you just use a starting item and deal damage without running out of anything or fumbling? Well, you'd always have a chance of fumbling. I don't know. Let's see. I should start reading random songs from my set of MP3s again. Let's see. I need like a 6-minute song.
Arella says, checkers or chess? I'm not really that fond of having sex with either of them, personally. Oh, wait, you mean play them? I had a bad experience with chess in college due to the fact that I had to write an AI to play chess, and it gave me nightmares and gave me fits. So I would definitely say checkers, but most people aren't as traumatized by chess as I am, so you never know.
I like chess, but I haven't played in years. Not so much years as a year or so. Anyway, I'm going to just play some music now because this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'm going to play the Snoop Dogg song that Priscilla Band sent, then the R.E.M. version of Tom's Diner, which is kind of also stupid, and then the Negative Land U2 song that got them in all kinds of trouble with Casey Kasem. Again, parental advisory, explicit lyrics, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
Good night, kids.
Was the night before Christmas, and all through the hood, ain't shit that was stirring. Nope, it was all good. The stocking was hung on my big fat dick. We was hoping to get some of that good shit from old Jolly St. Nick. The children were snuggled up, sleeping in bed. My bitch on my jock, giving a holiday head. When outside my crib, there rose such a clatter. I stuck my head out and yelled, "What the fuck is the matter?" Then a fat red imp got out of his ride. It was perfectly clear he was from the north side. Yo, Santa, what's up? Did you bring me some chronic? In Tangeray gin, I can mix with my tonic. Ho, 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 and opened his sack. It was stuffed full of endo. Had to take a step back. Is this for the dog? Did you bring this for me? To play with my hoes and my closest homie? He just nodded his head, his eyes about shut. It was then that I knew that St. Nick was fucked up. He ate all my motherfucking cookies I left on the plate. Then he went in the fridge and he ate and he ate and that fat motherfucker ate. And when he was done, when the cupboard was bare, he packed his shit up and got out of there. Good night, doggy dog. He said from the sky, Merry Christmas to all you motherfuckers. And to all a good high. Merry Christmas
from the dog pound.
And everybody have a happy new year. Ho ho ho.
Why you laugh, dog?
He made a nigga laugh.
I am sitting in the cafe and the man behind the counter lifts his coffee to his lips and he pours me Coca-Cola and the woman at the window bends down and she touches her shoe and she thinks that I am looking at her but I see the train and I got there at 11 to try to buy a ticket but the people were all queued up all around the block and they were smelling funny because they skipped breakfast and they couldn't stand it, but their coffee wasn't cold, and they stood there and they got in. Lifts his coffee to try and toast me, and he thinks that I am a dope-faced boy. but I've got a ticket and I'm going to sell it to him as to sell for wood on the street. I got about £120 for it, and that equals $240 if you were in the United States of America, which is the politically correct way to say America.
Unbelievable.
Thank you.
Now, we're up to our long-distance dedication. And this one is about kids and pets and a situation that we can all understand, whether we have kids or pets or neither. It's from a man in Cincinnati, Ohio, and here's what he writes. Dear Casey, this may seem to be a strange dedication request, but I'm quite sincere, and it'll mean a lot if you play it. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuggles, but he was most certainly a part of... Let's come start again. From coming out of the record. Play the record, okay? Please. That's the letter U and the numeral 2. The four-man band features Adam Clayton on bass, Larry Mullen on drums, Dave Evans, nicknamed The Edge, on... This is bullshit. Nobody cares. These guys are from England, and who gives a shit?
Oh, no.
Just a lot of wasted names that don't mean diddly shit.
For sure. You don't know where you're from.
This is bullshit. This is bullshit. Who gives a shit? Who gives a shit?
Yeah, it is cool.
Diddly shit. Diddly shit. Diddly shit. Diddly shit.
Yeah, right.
Nobody cares.
It's getting stronger all the time here.
Snuggles.
Yeah.
Snuggles.
Oh, yeah.
Snuggles.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He was a little dog named Snuggles. This is American Top 40. This is American Top 40. This is bullshit.
This is bullshit.
I think.
concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a fucking up-tempo record every time I do a goddamn death dedication. It's a last goddamn time. I want somebody to use his fucking brain to not come out of a goddamn record that is that's up-tempo, and I gotta talk about a fucking dog dying.
That guy gets fucked with so much shit.
This is American Top 40, right here on the radio station you grew up with, Music Radio 138. Oh, fuck.